As everyone knows, things here slow down in the summer. And part of the reason for the festival is to begin to draw people to Champaign-Urbana. And obviously this festival's in Monticello, but into this general area.
Was there a particular event or a situation where you kind of thought, oh man, this is the good idea?
The whole thing started 5 years ago when I first arrived to Champaign-Urbana. And one of the first things that the university does is to take you to Allerton. And I saw this barn and went inside. And, of course, inside it was completely full of junk, old concrete lawn ornaments and farm implements and barrels of things that I have no idea what was inside of them. And at least 50 years of pigeon guano. And there were holes in the roof and holes in the sides. But it immediately struck me as a perfect acoustic space, and that it would just be cleaned out. It would be a fabulous concert space. So this coming Labor Day is going to be the fruits of 5 years' worth of dreaming and labor.
Barn is like a 19th century building, as far as I understand.
It's a 19th century Dutch hay barn. You know, when you go inside, especially in the lower level, you can see all the joists and how the wood beams are put together. And the upstairs, which is the concert space, is a wonderful 40-foot ceiling. What creates the beautiful acoustic is the cubic feet of airspace inside and how tall the ceiling is.
How many people fit into the barn to kind of actually listen to what is going on there?
Depending on how the seating sets up, anywhere from 150 to 175. So it's a relatively intimate facility.
The thing is, you know, we have summer, it's a barn, it's hot out there. How is it going to be in terms of temperature? Is there like something like an air conditioning installed? Or
When we installed the lighting system, we also installed three very, very large ceiling fans. And when those ceiling fans are on, it moves air through the barn. And we've had a couple concerts out there and it hasn't been a problem. We're also starting the concerts at 8:30 in the evening, so there's a time for the sun to go down and for things to cool off.
When we look at the project itself and at the whole festival, it seems to me that it's a festival for your senses, basically. It's not just for music. A big element of the whole project as well as food, as far as I understand.
Rhonda Killian, who is one of the owners of Montgomery's restaurant, is my other partner in crime in this festival. She's come up with five menus that are just fabulous, gourmet meals to fit the theme of each of the concerts. Now, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with ticket sales and how the audience reacts to it.
When we look at the musical side of the whole thing, it's pretty diverse. I mean, you have jazz, you have Western classical, you have even music from Indonesia.
The Wayang Kulit, which is a shadow puppet performance, will be a traditional performance using a dalang, who is the puppeteer, if you will, and he will be accompanied by three musicians who will be playing gamelans. Basically, it's a big white screen lit from behind. And the dalang sits behind the screen and then manipulates the puppets as he tells the story.
And the gamelan is kind of drums, bells, and gongs?
I guess they look like xylophones to somebody in Western culture. You'd look at it and you say, oh, that's a xylophone.
What are your aspirations for this music festival? When you look ahead for the next years to come, where do you see it in the future?
I guess I see it in two ways. First of all, I'd like to see the festival grow into perhaps 4 to 6 weeks' worth of concerts and begin to formulate a school to bring in students from around the country to learn and to perform. Similar to music festivals around the country like Norfolk, like the Aspen Music Festival, like the Tanglewood Music Festival. And then eventually, I hope that we perhaps build some kind of a very large music shed where we could then begin to do larger performances such as orchestras. You know, we're talking maybe 2, 3, 4,000 people.